Daryl Schrader. Who's then the Cougars baseball field named after?
Man, I don't know anything about.
John, what's the Cougars baseball field
called? I
don't
know anything about college baseball.
I don't know.
I mean, this is stuff.
I know, but.
This Daryl Schrader guy, I guess he's a big time alum, big time donor, because the baseball field's named after him and his wife. And he posted on Facebook. How long ago did Tom Herman announce he was leaving? How many days has it been?
It was Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting close to a week.
Yeah.
This is his post. I thought by now I'd be over this thing with Herman, but it keeps getting worse, and I think everyone should know this. One, before the season, at lunch with him and Major, he promised me and Joe that if TU, which I'm assuming is his backhanded way of saying Texas, made him an offer and we matched it, he would stay. He repeated that back to me 3 weeks ago in his office, so he lied. Here's the other. First of all, we'll address this point by point. UH can't match an offer that Texas makes. They can match an offer if money is the only thing that matters.
They can match the money, but yes.
But they can't match an offer. They can't match an opportunity. So technically, he didn't lie on that point. Two, he thinks that denying that he has talked to anyone is BS. You think his agent leaking that he was signing with LSU was without his knowledge?
It very well could be, yes. Because if his instructions are, give me the UT job, do what you have to do it.
Yeah.
Then absolutely it could have happened without him knowing. Just like I know of at least one leak last year happened without him knowing. So, yeah, it looks bad, but the reality is he probably didn't know anything about it.
And then he says when he took the UH job, he did not go after any of Ohio State's recruits, and he promised Barry after he signed with TU that he would not go after any of our recruits. Right. See the tweet below by ESPN's Jerry Hamilton, and then Jerry Hamilton tweeted about Texas assistant Derek Warheim to be at John Tyler today to visit with Cougs QB commit Bryson Smith and Texas commit Damian Miller. He says, it's very evident he cares much more about what the people at Ohio State think about him than he does UH fans. What a Judas. And then number four.
Wait, can we address,
you want to stop on number three
for a second? Let's stop on that for a second. Because number one, I don't think there's any way in hell that there were any players that Ohio State was in on that he was going to be able to get here at the time. It's a totally different area that you're recruiting. It's a totally different level of player.
Right.
And there's a reason he said, I'm not going after him. Because
he wouldn't have gotten him.
He wouldn't have gotten them. And what was the second part of that? There was something else there that...
Very evident that he cares more about what the people at Ohio State think and what a Judas.
The Judas thing. Let's start with that. And let's look at the things that are happening because of him. The new indoor facility, the fact that they're getting all this stuff built and done. If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at Kevin Sumlin. All Kevin Sumlin did was complain about the facilities and never did anything to make them happen. Well, guess what? He made all this stuff happen. There's a lot of good stuff. Whoever comes into this is coming into a much better job in just the 2 years since he's been here, and you ought to appreciate that. That's not a Judas thing. Look at what they did, what he did for the university in terms of what it's going to be long term. That Judas word bothers me.
And finally, he says, really show of class. He took the courtesy car furnished to him by one of our alumni, drove it to the airport for his flight to Austin, and left word to come get it.
Okay, that's a dick move if that's true.
That's kind of a dick
move. If that's true, that's a dick move.
Well, it probably is true.
It probably is.
You take a rental on that day.
Yeah.
Or you call Uber.
Yeah, or get me, or you do something like that, but you don't. Yeah, you don't do that. If that's really true, and I don't know that it is, that's a dick move. You can dog him for that.
The rest, meh.
I don't get why people, and this is obviously a guy who puts a lot of money into the program and who's very connected and probably had a really good relationship with Coach Herman and feels betrayed by that. But the reality is, it's hard for me to sit here and say, God, I can't believe he did that. It just, I would just say it's time to move on. And you should be excited about some of these names. there's a couple guys that are frankly much more accomplished coaches so far than what Tom Herman is that are interested in your job. I think that's a good thing.
I mean, I guess I understand some of bitterness.
Yeah, I do too.
Good Lord, move on.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be getting all that crazy about it. And, you know, I don't know. I guess the spurned girlfriend is always going to be upset when the guy goes for the hotter girl.
The, this is so pathetic too. That Terry Schrader, who I guess is still from that same family, is the Longhorn recruiting. There's a long at underscore Texas football is, I don't know what they're, I don't think they have any real association, but they tweeted out about that meeting that the coaches were going to have.
Yeah.
And this chick posted a picture and did an at to the, Bryson Smith, the QB prospect, that said, "There's something wrong with your character if opportunity controls your loyalty."
Really?
That maybe I guess something's wrong with my character too. That's interesting.
Huh.
I feel like maybe they thought, and I understand that coaches want to sell their program as like a family.
Well, yeah, but that's
it's not. I mean, those are words. That's not a real family. It's a job.
Isn't this how capitalism works, though?
That's how the world works.
Yeah, well, not most of the world.
That's how America works.
Yeah. You see a better opportunity. I mean, he might have lied to his players, but you see you're basically working to try to put yourself in a better situation, and that's what he did. I don't blame him. And did you guys see this tweet from Brett McMurphy earlier today?
No.
Les Miles and Lane Kiffin among candidates at Houston, sources tell ESPN, told ESPN.
God, I hope to God not Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is number two on my list of guys that I will have nothing to do with the program if they hire. Right behind Art Briles.